Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we unpack your sources and extract the most important insights to get you truly well-informed. Today, we're diving into a book that, frankly, we couldn't put down. It's called The AI Therapist, How Technology is Changing the Way We Heal, 2025 edition. Our mission is basically to pull out the core wisdom from this, well, definitive guide on using AI in human therapy. We want to show you just how transformative this field is right now in 2025. It's a book we really admire, actually. Very clear, very forward-thinking.
Yeah, it's compelling. What's so great about The AI Therapist is how directly it tackles the, you know, the escalating global mental health crisis. Its core argument is, I think, incredibly insightful. AI isn't just some future thing. It's presented as a vital immediate solution.
Right.
A bridge, really, to more accessible, affordable, and personalized care. And crucially, it makes it super clear that AI isn't here to replace human empathy.
That's key.
Exactly. It's about enhancing and expanding the reach of care. The book genuinely demystifies the whole topic for everyone, counselors, therapists, patients, even their families.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the reasons we love this book so much is its structure. It's brilliant. The authors clearly get how people learn. They've got perspective A, that's for the quick bulleted insights, super efficient, easy to navigate if you just need a fast overview.
Mm-hmm.
But then for those of us who really want to, you know, linger on the ideas and explore the nuances, there's perspective B. That's the deeper narrative exploration.
And that dual approach is just so smart. It really allows you, the reader, to customize your learning journey.
Totally.
It absolutely does. It's kind of fitting, actually, for a book about personalized care to offer such a personalized way to learn from it. It's not one size fits all, which, well, it aligns perfectly with the message.
So let's unpack this then, starting with the core concepts. When the AI therapist talks about AI and mental health, what exactly are we talking about?
Okay, so at its heart, AI in this context is about machines simulating human intelligence, thinking, learning, making decisions. This covers, you know, foundational tech like machine learning that lets systems learn from data without being explicitly programmed.
Right, ML.
Yeah, ML. And natural language processing, NLP, which lets AI understand and talk in human language. Plus computer vision for interpreting visual stuff. For mental health, these technologies kind of come together to enhance diagnostics, personalize interventions, and automate tasks for the human practitioners.
So it's not just a sci-fi concept anymore. It's a real convergence of powerful tech. And this isn't entirely new either, is it? The book mentions some history.
That's right. It actually touches on the roots. Going back to the 1960s, there were early experiments like ELIZA.
ELIZA, yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, it was a pretty rudimentary program designed to simulate a therapist, mostly just rephrased what you said back as a question. But even back then, it kind of highlighted the potential for human-computer interaction in a therapeutic way, laid some crucial groundwork for what we have today.
Which brings us to why AI matters so much now. The book makes a really compelling case for its critical role today. Frames it almost as a necessity.
Precisely. The AI therapist really zeroes in on three vital reasons. First, scalability. AI tools can reach huge populations that just lack access to traditional care. Think remote areas, underserved communities.
But reach is incredible.
Exactly. It can bridge that massive global demand gap. Second, personalization. AI can tailor interventions based on unique individual data, adapting in real time to how a patient is doing. Truly customized support.
That's a big step up from generic advice.
Oh, absolutely. And third, efficiency. It automates admin tasks for therapist scheduling, notes, billing. This frees up human professionals to focus on the actual patient care, which significantly boosts service quality and their reach.
That really could change the landscape. So what does this look like in practice? The book gives some clear examples, right?
Yeah, it highlights several powerful applications. You've got therapeutic chatbots like Wobot, which uses a structured CBT framework for guided conversations, and Wysa, which is known for being more empathetic, conversational, available 24/7. These offer immediate support for things like stress and anxiety.
So instant access to some level of support.
Exactly. Then there are more advanced diagnostic tools. These can analyze text, voice, even physiological data from like wearables to spot early signs of mental health conditions. And crucially for practitioners, there's AI assistance for session planning and automated note taking makes care more effective and efficient.
It's clear the impact is already significant. Let's dig into some of those key benefits the book outlines, starting with increasing accessibility.
Accessibility is, well, arguably AI's most profound contribution right now. It just demolishes geographical barriers. It delivers support to people in remote places where therapy just isn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike human therapists, AI offers 24/7 availability. Support is always there, even at 3 a.m. This constant presence, plus the automation, also means it's significantly more cost-effective. It makes therapy affordable for a much, much broader audience.
That's a huge step forward, especially with the global need. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about reaching more people, right? It's about mm-hmm. making the care itself better. How does AI enhance personalization, according to the book?
Right. So AI really excels here because of deep data-driven insights. It can process info from wearables, online interactions, behavioral patterns, mm-hmm. building this incredibly comprehensive picture of a patient.
Wow.
Yeah. And this enables adaptive interventions, meaning the AI can actually adjust therapeutic approaches in real time based on the patient's progress. Imagine getting customized recommendations, specific exercises, mindfulness practices, coping strategies perfectly suited to your evolving needs. It's truly dynamic care.
So it's not static. It genuinely learns and adapts with you. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. And what about supporting the practitioners? How does AI lighten their load?
It provides substantial support, yeah. AI automates those admin tasks, scheduling, note-taking. The book specifically praises Ellie.ai for its automated notes.
Billing. Stuff that takes up so much time.
Exactly. It frees up precious time for direct patient interaction. It also offers session analytics, providing insights into therapy sessions by identifying patterns, almost like having a super efficient assistant. And it enhances diagnostics too, helping with early detection by analyzing various data points faster and often more accurately than traditional methods alone.
That sounds like a potential game changer for reducing therapist burnout as well.
Mm.
The book also highlights another crucial benefit: reducing stigma and fostering engagement. That's a massive hurdle for so many people.
It truly is. And AI tools can help break down those barriers. They offer anonymous interactions, which lets people seek support without fearing judgment. That's especially important maybe for certain cultural contexts.
Uh-huh.
They also foster engagement through things like gamified therapy, making interactive exercises more motivating. And with real-time feedback, patients get immediate responses that encourage them to stick with it. The book also points out how NLP, natural language processing, lets AI tools talk in multiple languages. WISA in India is a great example, or AI for multilingual therapy in Europe. They can even be culturally adapted.
So AI can genuinely bridge those language and cultural gaps. The book also discusses AI's role in preventative mental health. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, the preventative side is fascinating. AI algorithms are getting incredibly sophisticated at early detection. They can predict potential issues before they become severe just by analyzing behavioral data patterns.
Catching things earlier.
Exactly. This proactive approach allows for early intervention, which improves long-term outcomes and, you know, potentially reduces the burden on healthcare systems down the line. It's shifting from reactive care to preventative well-being.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly promising. But as the AI therapist makes very clear, it's not without its challenges. The book dedicates a significant chunk to ethical considerations. What are the big ones we need to watch out for?
You're right. It doesn't shy away from the tough stuff. It really emphasizes that AI's promise comes with crucial responsibilities. Careful navigation is needed. The foremost concern, and the book stresses this repeatedly, is data privacy and security. AI systems need vast amounts of sensitive patient data. Safeguarding it is paramount.
Absolutely critical.
We're talking robust protection against breaches, ensuring confidentiality, and strict compliance with regulations like HIPAA in the U.S. or GDPR in Europe.
That makes sense. Patient data is so personal. What about algorithmic bias? That pops up a lot with AI.
Yes, algorithmic bias and fairness are central concerns here, too. The risk is that AI algorithms might, you know, inadvertently inherit biases from their training data. This could lead to unequal treatment or misdiagnosis, especially for underserved or marginalized groups. The book really stresses the need for continuous monitoring and audits to catch and fix these biases.
And patients need to be fully in the loop, right? About how these tools are used.
Absolutely. Informed consent and transparency are non-negotiable. Patients have to fully understand how AI tools are part of their care, how decisions are made by the AI, and importantly, they must have the autonomy to choose whether to participate or not. This needs clear, jargon-free communication.
And the human element. That's still at the heart of therapy, surely.
Without a doubt. The book makes a powerful argument for maintaining the human connection. AI, it argues, should complement, not replace, that irreplaceable human empathy, the therapeutic alliance.
That relationship.
That unique relationship between therapist and patient Yeah, it's fundamental. This also ties into reliability and accuracy. We need rigorous testing and validation to prevent misdiagnosis and ensure these tools give consistent, trustworthy results.
And there's always the risk, I suppose, of becoming too reliant on the tech.
That's a key point the book makes, over-reliance on technology. It cautions that if AI replaces rather than enhances therapist roles, it could actually diminish human oversight and competence over time. AI should be a tool to augment human capabilities, not a substitute. Human expertise needs to remain central.
Okay, so we've got the foundations, the huge benefits, and the essential challenges. Let's shift gears to practical applications. The AI Therapist has a whole section on AI-powered tools for both therapists and patients. What are some of the standouts?
Yeah, the book really paints a picture of a diverse ecosystem of tools out there. For patients, you see chatbots and virtual assistants like Wobot and Wysa for those therapeutic conversations, and even admin ones like Clara or X.AI. On the diagnostic side, there's Quartet Health using predictive analytics, Cogito analyzing speech and text, often pulling in data from wearables, too.
Mm-hmm.
For personalized treatment, platforms like Youper and Spring Health offer customizable therapy programs. And for therapists, Mentalek gets a mention for automated note-taking and session insights. The book also points to immersive tech like VR and AR for things like exposure therapy or interactive role-playing.
It's impressive how specialized these are becoming, and sounds like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a particularly good fit for AI. How does the book explore AI and CBT and maybe other therapies?
Yeah, CBT's structured nature makes it, well, pretty ideal for AI integration. Chatbots like Wobot, for instance, guide users through CBT principles. Interactive journaling tools like Mood Notes help apply them. But AI's reach goes further. We're seeing it in mindfulness interventions apps like Headspace, personalizing meditation programs, exposure therapy using VR. It's even being applied to structured skills training and dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. So it shows its versatility across different modalities.
So AI isn't just delivering therapy, it's also making diagnostics and treatment planning smarter, more data-driven.
Exactly. AI models are being used to predict mental health conditions, enabling earlier detection and more comprehensive risk assessment. Quartet Health is a good example here. This allows for tailoring interventions based on a patient's unique data, with real-time adjustments, even factoring in cultural sensitivity. This data-driven approach can minimize human error and ground therapy in the latest insights.
And for me, one of the most exciting parts in the AI Therapist is its exploration of hybrid models. AI and human therapists actually working together. It's not either. It's really about a powerful both.
This is undoubtedly where the future of mental health care is heading. The book defines these hybrid models in a few ways. There's AI-assisted therapy, where therapists use AI tools, therapist-supported AI, where patients mainly interact with AI but have human check-ins, and then fully integrated models.
Right.
The benefits are profound. Vastly increased accessibility, better efficiency, truly personalized care, and huge scalability. In real-world use, AI might do preliminary assessments, support blended sessions, maybe even help moderate group therapy. The key is a clear division of roles.
What does that look like?
Well, AI handles the data analysis, the automation, the real-time feedback. Human therapists provide the irreplaceable empathy, complex decision-making, and build that crucial therapeutic alliance.
What's also fascinating is how the book then broadens its scope even further. It highlights the surprising potential of leveraging even generic, everyday AI consumer tools for therapeutic purposes, stuff we might already have.
Yeah, this section really opens up possibilities beyond just the specialized apps. The book categorizes them really nicely. First, you've got language and research tools, think ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Notebook LM.
Things lots of people use daily.
Exactly. These can enable self-driven research for patients, foster self-expression through writing or poetry, encourage reflection and journaling. Imagine using ChatGPT to brainstorm journal prompts for self-exploration.
That's a brilliant, accessible way to empower self-help. What about creative expression?
For creative expression tools, the book mentions things like Sonu for AI music development, Midjourney for visual art. These can facilitate art therapy, let people create therapeutic songs, or help visualize emotions. Totally new ways to process feelings. Then there are interactive and immersive tools like Gemini or general companion chatbots. These can help improve social skills through dialogue simulation, provide companionship, or aid emotional regulation, a safe space to practice.
That's such a powerful idea, turning everyday AI into this surprisingly accessible therapeutic resource. The book also talks about the impact of these tools for caregivers and families, calling them always-on assistants. How does that work?
Yeah, they can be incredibly helpful in navigating really overwhelming situations. For instance, an AI tool could help a parent strategize how to talk to a withdrawn child, suggesting sensitive ways to phrase things.
Avoiding defensiveness.
Right. Or they can take unstructured info, like scattered notes from a teacher, and turn it into actionable insights, identifying patterns. AI can help caregivers build and track progress, like with daily mood trackers, and understand complex medical terms, even difficult diagnoses like borderline personality disorder, which can be confusing for families explaining jargon simply. Crucially, they can even help find the right words for difficult emotional support, like drafting a supportive message to a struggling teenager.
That is truly a compassionate and very practical application of AI.
Yeah.
And for counselors and therapists themselves, these generic tools can streamline workflows too.
Absolutely. The book points out how AI can help strategize between sessions, maybe tailoring CBT techniques for specific symptoms reported by the patient. It can enhance session flow by providing quick references, like for grounding exercises or frameworks for difficult conversations, right there when needed. And of course, it further streamlines admin work automated notes with tools like Ellie.ai, generating concise summaries. It basically gives therapists more mental bandwidth to focus on the patient.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for the future? How can we prepare for this AI evolution in mental health?
The AI therapist lays out a pretty clear path forward. We can anticipate some exciting emerging technologies, more sophisticated generative AI for hyper-personalized content, advanced VRR for deeply immersive therapy, AI-driven biofeedback systems for real-time physiological insights, enhanced NLP for even more nuanced emotion recognition. It's moving fast. To prepare, the book strongly emphasizes embracing a collaborative approach. Tech developers, therapists, policymakers, everyone needs to work together.
And how do we make sure everyone involved is actually ready for this shift?
Well, it means building AI literacy among therapists. That requires targeted education, practical training. It demands prioritizing ethical implementation transparency, rigorous bias mitigation baked right into the design from the start. We also need to vigorously promote evidence-based innovation. That means rigorous research, clinical trials, ensuring these tools are genuinely effective and safe. And finally, we need to proactively anticipate future trends, like preventative care becoming more central and integrating AI into a more holistic view of health. The vision, as the book beautifully articulates it, is one where AI and human expertise work in this powerful, compassionate harmony.
This deep dive into the AI therapist makes it abundantly clear. AI isn't a replacement for human therapists, but really a powerful, compassionate ally. It's poised to revolutionize mental health care, making it more accessible, more personalized, and profoundly more impactful. The book really illustrates beautifully that transforming mental health care with AI isn't just a tech challenge, it's a societal one. It calls for commitment, collaboration, and deep compassion from everyone involved.
It truly highlights that the human connection, you know, the one at the heart of therapy, will always be irreplaceable. But AI offers maybe a hand to hold when no one else is there, a voice to guide when silence feels overwhelming, or a mirror to reflect truths we might struggle to see ourselves. It's a true partner in that journey toward healing.
So as technology keeps evolving and that synergy between human and AI deepens, what new forms of healing and connection will you discover in your own journey toward well-being? How might these tools empower you, or maybe those around you, to find new pathways toward the light?